This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ane. The conflict in West Asia intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias fired missiles at Israel and Gulf countries, while Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. Britain, France and Germany have said they are ready to work with the U.S. to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Amid the growing tension, top Iranian security official Ali Larijani has vowed that Iran will not negotiate with the United States. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has strongly condemned the recent U.S. airstrikes that killed Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei. President Draupadi Murmu today said that Indian administrative service officers have a crucial role in the nation-building process and must rise above departmental boundaries to strengthen governance across the country. The officers inducted from the state civil services and attending the 128th induction training program at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration called on the president at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Addressing the officers, the president said they now carry responsibilities that extend far beyond district or state priorities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Canada are vibrant democracies, two major economies of the world and societies based on shared values. Sharing his remarks during the India-Canada CEOs Forum in New Delhi today, Modi said, democracy, diversity and development inspire both nations to move forward as natural partners. He said today, India is the world's fastest growing major economy. The Prime Minister said behind this transformation is the strength of a robust domestic demand, a young population, large-scale investment and digital technology. He said this is the result of the continuously racing reform express. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today stressed the need for strong internal security, technology-driven policing and conviction-oriented criminal justice delivery while addressing the state-level conference of SPs and commandants at DK Convention Centre. Emphasizing that development and law and order must go hand in hand, Khandu urged strengthening cyber capabilities, digital forensics and responsible use of official social media platforms. He urged coordination with law and judiciary departments to improve conviction rates. He called for improved border vigilance, particularly along Myanmar, and proactive measures to check illegal immigration through a digitally upgraded inner line permit system. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, accompanied by Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen and MP Tapir Gao on Sunday, held a meeting with CM Ramesh, Chairman of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Railways, to discuss key railway projects in Arunachal Pradesh. The leaders deliberated on strengthening rail connectivity and expediting ongoing infrastructure works to improve mobility and economic prospects in the state. A three-day film festival is being organized by the Information and Public Relations Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, from March 6th to 8th at TNZ Cinemas Itanagar. The festival will feature storytelling sessions, panel discussions, workshops and interactions with filmmakers and artists from across the region. The event aims to promote emerging voices from the Northeast, especially talents from Arunachal Pradesh, providing a platform to showcase creativity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu urged filmmakers, students and cinema enthusiasts to be part of the cinematic celebration. The Adi Artist Association celebrated its first Foundation Day cum annual award function at Napit Pasighat on Saturday, honoring distinguished contributors to Adi art and culture. 10 major awards were presented across categories, while the prestigious Talut Mize Lifetime Achievement Award was conferred on veteran artist Guni Pertin for his lifelong contribution to Adi music. Pertin began his journey in 1969 and earned recognition with his song Dhoni Sadak Angong. In cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 196 runs, Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls helped Men in Blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.